Back.
Excellent.
Talking about through the mud.
Through the mud, you know? Shit happened. Shit happened. We still in the episode. We gonna keep it going from right here. We in it.
Don't know what happened. My laptop went crazy, but what did I miss?
Nothing really. We
Nothing.
gonna cut all the stuff from while you were gone. We just gonna jump back into your positives of this week. I wanna know. Tell me something happy, bro. You making you kind of. I'm not bummed out because you know LL
I'm
Cool J is
sad.
cool
I'm a
and all.
little
I'm
sad.
a little sad. What, you got anything good?
Me?
Yeah,
Yes, you.
dude.
Well, my fiance ordered the, I don't know what you call it, the wedding band for me. It just came in today and I tried it on.
This is exquisite news. And you
Yeah,
sitting here sitting
right.
on this, but this what do you mean it is, bro? That's clean. The
Yeah,
wedding
wait,
bands are
right.
clean, bro.
Where is it? Y'all
Oh, we
want
get
to see
this.
it?
I want to see it.
Oh, yeah, we
We
want to
get to
see
see it. The folks at home, y'all won't get to see it, huh?
Yeah.
Because this is an audio only podcast. Sorry, but that's what
Right,
happened.
hold on, let me bring this out.
All
This
right, we're
shit
getting a
actually.
live look at this.
This
Okay, flip it
shit
around a little
actually
bit. The
pretty
color.
clean. Yeah,
Wait, is
what
that
is
like?
that?
You got to describe it a little bit because the
Yeah,
video a
describe it a
little bit.
little. Think of it like when you see the stars at night, like the galaxy, like the Milky Way.
That's what it is. Yeah, that
Yes,
is clean
sir.
as you are sick. You're sick for trying to
The
hide this
way
shit from us, bro. You awful.
this man really said, yeah, my fiance ordered the wedding band and just got here. And you said it's so sad, like you really like were not looking forward to it. And then he shows off the ring and it's fire.
This
I'm
is
so upset.
clean as hell. I might need you to send a picture. We might need to send this to the Discord for the folks that
Yo,
are.
facts.
God,
But
that is
I'm telling you right
insane.
now, I'm upset for Steph that
Yeah,
you weren't
come
as hype
on.
about that. I'm gonna let her
We
know.
might have to snitch on you, bro. I'm sorry. You about to get your ass put out. That is insane. That ring is very clean. I do really, really
Yo,
like it.
if you snitch on me next episode, I'm getting this all canceled. I don't give
All right, so that with that, it was nice having you on the podcast, Ash. No, I'm playing. Okay, so you got your wedding band. That's just the that's that's one step forward for the wedding. How's wedding planning coming?
It's been coming and going. It's just expensive.
Oh yeah.
Golly. I know it was funny when R was in I don't even know his fucking name. Jake from Discord. I'm gonna call him State
Gene.
Farm Man. Like
Oh.
when y'all were talking about personal finances earlier, I'm just like, Like, damn, I'm about to come to R again. I'm like, yo, my shit be crazy again. I'm like, damn.
It's just busted.
Yo, buses. I wish it was busted. Shit, I won't even walk out with a paper bag.
Golly. Okay, yeah,
Yeah.
the wedding will do that to you. I mean, personally, I eloped. I ain't have to deal with all that, but and
Yeah.
R won't let me forget it. We gonna run it back though. We gonna run it back and we're gonna have a little vow
Listen.
renewal. Let everybody come through.
I respect it. I understand why you did what you did. I respect it. Shout out to Angelique. Love her. She cool. But I was a little hurt.
No, bro.
Mostly
I
because
know.
I know I had a fire speech I was waiting to write for you.
You can save it.
I'm gonna still write it and I'm gonna save it. And
Save
then
it
when
for the
the
vow
time is
renewal.
right, yeah. Because, see, I was hoping, I was like, I want to be able to give somebody a wedding speech at somebody's wedding. Because I didn't get to do it at Trevor. I didn't get to do it at Consuela. All these people, I've been to a couple weddings, a bunch of them with Tori. And I was like, damn. So, but Yunjae
Yunjae
let
let
me
you
hold
come.
it down.
Yeah.
Shout out, you Jelly. If you know, a friend of the podcast for sure. So.
Yeah, we definitely got to run it back. We honestly were trying to elope like hardcore, like just me and Angelique. And then our parents bullied us. They said, "We gotta." They crossed their arms. They said, "We're coming." I said, "Wait a minute,
Hey, you're on
y'all aren't
tonight, buddy.
invited." Yeah, and we some tears were shed, and then they ended up coming. So you know how shit goes sometimes. But yeah, have y'all considered eloping, or y'all got big families?
Yo, you see, you be giving some great advice and logical advice. And I was telling her, like, yo,
why don't we do it with just us? Because originally, the reason why it was pushed up, this was supposed to be years down the road, was because she left her job due to like mental health and her job being very toxic. Mm-hmm. And she asked me, hey, do you want me to add you to your insurance? So let's just get married. I'm just like, sure, anything for you, my ray of sunshine.
Ooh, okay. Write that down.
Yeah. I'm telling you. Yeah. But it's what for her culture, it's a thing of like pleasing your family first.
I'm just okay. What culture?
Filipino.
Okay. Big families, and you know, I got you. I don't forget anything I said. That's not even. I'm sorry for even giving you a glimpse of hope. My fault. Yeah. Okay. So you got your rings for this week. That's a little positive. All right. You got anything? You ups and downs this week?
All right. We're gonna do this like high school.
As a love.
Rosebud. I was going to do highs and lows, or I could do rosebud thorn. Which one you want?
Do rosebuds and thorns, bro.
Okay.
Throw us back.
Okay, so my rose. So for those of you who don't know, rosebud thorn is a way for you to talk about, like, you know, something that went well, something that didn't go well, mm-hmm. and then something you're looking forward to.
Okay. So
for me, my rose for the last week, we talking Wednesday to Wednesday, was Tori and I started skating again outside. Okay. You know, now that you know your boy's a homeowner, and we got a little subdivision neighborhood or whatever, and it's still under construction, so it's not like there's hot heavy traffic or anything. And we're on the cul-de-sac, so we were like, why don't we just skate? The weather's nice, and we were skating together and having such a good time. It was such a good time. That was definitely my rose.
Y'all doing any Tony Hawk shit? You got a little construction site, so I figured y'all going after the letters and.
Listen, Tori's on a longboard. Somebody she not doing no that. Tricks.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's on a longboard. She can't be doing no tricks like that. I've been working on my ollies. Because that was the trick I was leaving off on. And I can do them. Some of them are decent, but most of them are not very clean, and my balance and landing is bad. But the real problem is I can't do them rolling. So that's something I'm trying to accomplish for this summer.
Wait, are you another? I'm sorry to interrupt you again. Two interruptions, honestly. My mind is racing right now. One, God, Liam, such an idiot. I already forgot one of them. The second one, there's a Japanese YouTube channel that just got recommended to me about skateboarding, where they were like, it's like skateboarding Ninja Warrior.
Bro, slide the link. That's all I need.
I'll slide
to hear.
The link to y'all because it was some crazy stuff. It was when I say tough, I was like, these boys, how are they hitting the tricks? They doing all sorts of, it literally looked like, you know, Ninja Warrior or Wipeout or something like that. It was clean. So I would definitely slide the link to you. I remember the second point. I thought you were on a penny board. Are you on a regular board now?
No, brother. I have multiple boards. So here's what happened. So I bought my penny board when I was a senior year of high school and I was going off to college. And I was riding that around in college because I was trying to be, you know, cool and keep it in my backpack.
Yourself.
Mind you, for those of you who know where I went to school, and some of y'all as listeners do, our school was a giant hill. So me riding the penny boards never happened. It only happened like if I went to the parking lot and like, the hill is so steep. If I did ride it down once, but I was going so fast, I was legitimately concerned for my life, so I didn't do it again.
Okay.
So I got a penny board. And then I bought a cruiser, which is basically like a shorter long. It's like a fusion of a longboard and a skateboard. So think a skateboard with longboard wheels. So they're very smooth and quiet, and those are great for just, you know, going down the street. So I bought that. And I was trying to learn tricks on it, without realizing, like, hey, you need a regular skateboard to do tricks. So I then went and bought a regular skateboard. So I have all three of those.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool. You know.
All right. Your bud. I'm sorry.
No, you got my thorn, bro. My thorn of
your
the
thorn.
Week.
Thorn of the bro, week. Go. Oh,
thorn of the week. Thorn of the week, of course, goes to something work-related.
Of course.
As usual.
Of course.
Yeah, you guys know. I mean, y'all already know, but But my thorn of the week is truly just realizing that some people just simply do only what they want to do, even if it's at the detriment of everybody else, even if it doesn't follow the legitimate rules and protocols. They just do what they want to do because they're like, I know better than everyone else. And there's one person I was dealing with last week and also today that I was just like, yo, I genuinely want to file an HR complaint against you because of how you act. Yes, because of how you act and how you speak to people, but also on the simple fact of you are literally not following protocol because you want something done your way. And that's how it used to be done. Just because it wasn't done correctly in the past don't mean that you need to continue doing it. And if it's my job to make sure everybody's doing what they're supposed to do, and I'm saying, hey, Arsene, you're not doing what you're supposed to do. Here's how you're supposed to do it. Don't come back to me and say, well, that's how I always done it. And I think it should be this way because the other way you're suggesting is stupid. I'm just like, this is not your job. Also, if you're going to say something I'm suggesting is stupid, yo, I'm trying to keep my job, but you better watch it. You only get a certain number of those.
That's so nuts, bro.
Grown adults, like acting like senior children. People, but acting like children. Crazy.
Don't make no sense.
Just file the complaint.
Yeah, like, go ahead and just file it. Yeah.
Like put my permit is just like, yo, do it.
Yeah, I just the thing is though, you know, you gotta have some backup, you know. So I need to do a better job of documenting the stuff when it happened. But better yet, I need to start just recording all my meetings with that person, just based on how the interactions keep going. So
yeah,
that's my thorn.
Unlucky.
Bleep that person.
Bleep that person. I mean, you can curse on here, bro.
We're on a podcast. Like you better let it out.
I know. But you know, listen.
You don't know who's listening.
I don't know who's listening. I'm just kidding. If you're listening to this and you're from work, I'm sorry. This is our out after hours. I don't know what to tell you.
The dark, baby.
Yeah. So my bud for the week, though, is I've just been really looking forward to, random home projects, which sounds weird coming from me. Like, I'm like... You know, like I gotta install some ceiling fans, like put one in here too, and some in the bedroom and one in the living room. And I'm like just really ready to tackle that so I can start to learn all this cool stuff. Cause I'm seeing like, you know, our friend Thomas in my Discord, you know, he's redoing his whole bathroom. Like himself,
like a nut job.
Like, yeah. Like, and I'm like, yo, one, you're insane. Cause that's so much work. But I'm also like, how are you like confident enough to, even if, you know, he says he's YouTubing everything, but I'm like, the confidence you gotta have to be able to do that and trust yourself to do that, crazy. I want to have that and that start building up that kind of homeowner knowledge, you know,
start busting some holes in the wall, then then you get that confidence, you force yourself to get the confidence.
Listen.
I mean, to be fair, the amount of middle-aged white women I've seen just wanted to remodel their bathroom by themselves, like, come on, we can do it.
They do that shit every time. Yeah. And it be looking good.
Good, yeah. Too. That's the other part. So
if they can do it, brother, come on now. You know you can. You know you got it. So believe in yourself. That's the moral of the story.
Yeah, so that's that. But what about you, bro? How your week been?
You know, I wasn't sure how I was going to organize my thoughts, but your rosebud thorn has inspired me. I think I have my roses and my buds and my thorns are pretty big. The roses, you know, it's kind of whatever. I think my rose is that I try overnight oats for the first time today. You know, some light. I made my own meal. I was like, yo, this shit is good as hell. So I'm about to, like, after this podcast episode, I'm about to go, you know, chef up for the week. Get a little oats. I'm sitting here texting my wife like, hey, yo, these oats are good. She's like, ooh, I want some. So, you know, we're gonna she does not talk like that, but
I was about to say that sounds nothing like her. That's nothing. I apologize like right now on this
I'm sorry, baby. But yeah, the oats were pretty good. I think it's been weighing on me for this these past couple days. My thorn, bro. Mm-hmm. Nah, I might have to heat up soon. You know, I'm not really a heated individual. I tend to be very lackadaisical, but I'm kind of in like, you know, a little bit of a heat territory here. I don't know if y'all, I know Ash, you probably haven't listened. Or I don't know if you listened to the past couple of episodes. If you know the beef I've been having, the beef I've been having with my neighbor, my next door neighbor.
We got neighbor beef for real?
I'll do a quick recap. Folks at home, y'all already know the beginning of it. Basically, long story short, we had a tree fell in the backyard in my on our property, towards his property, hit his shed, but it didn't do damage. This was also before we moved in. This was like, you know, in that period after we closed on the house, but we hadn't moved in yet. So one day he came, like, you know, he like flagged us down. He's like, hey, yo, like, and I don't know if you saw because y'all were just moving in. There's a tree that fell. So yeah, and he was letting us know, and I was like, okay, dang, all right, we can get that, you know, taken care of one day. I honestly forgot about it, you know, that one was on me. I will say that. That was back in December, end of December. Fast forward to beginning of March, this guy comes texting me like, hey bro, you got some time this weekend? Let's go chop up that tree. I'm like, damn, okay, like, can I get a hello? Like, what are we talking about? Like, you talking about let's go chop a tree this weekend? Like, you don't know what I'm doing. I might have plans. Like, so I'm like, hey bro, sorry, I can't make it this weekend. She's like, hey, no worries. When can you? I was like, okay, first of all, hop out my business a little bit. But I understand that wasn't necessarily, I should have probably, you know, I guess, treated the situation a bit differently. I just didn't say anything back to that. And he was out here, especially, here's the kicker here. The man comes threatening me, talking about some, yeah, you know, you don't want to get a little nasty email from the HOA. And I'm like,
he threatened the HOA on you?
Whoa.
Threatened, no. He reported us to the fucking HOA the next week because I didn't respond. He threatened me, so I'm not responding to a motherfucker that's gonna threaten me. I'm not engaging with that. So then he reported me, so I'm like, all right, so now I have to deal with the tree. So I got my dad, my father-in-law, we all went out there, we chopped up the tree real quick. Because it wasn't a high priority. I'm working on Ethernet projects. That's what, you know, that's what I care about. I don't give a damn about a tree in the backyard that nobody, like, what are we doing, bro? It's in like the wooded area. Like, we have like a woodsy area behind our house. The tree is really not that big of a deal. So we chop it up. I put the logs like to the side. And then we make a little pile of like the branches and stuff, right? No big deal. This man comes texting me the next week. Hey, so I see you got that little pile of debris over there. Here's a little resource on how to like deal with it. I'm like, how to deal with it, sir? What are you talking about? Bro. Like, he sent it like, like the wood burning guidelines for my county, and like, oh yeah, like this is how you can maybe, like, you know, tackle that or something. You know, very passive aggressive. That's how, at least that's the way I interpreted the message. Very passive aggressive. So I'm like, all right, bro. Like, okay. Also, I'm not responding to you anymore. So you're just talking to a brick wall. You're just riling me up for no damn reason. Now, that was where we left off. That was the end of the saga. Y'all getting the new tea.
Okay.
Tell me why this motherfucker. Okay. Let me say about this pile. It was on, I put it on my property. I'm not going to make a wood pile and put it on another man's property. Who would do that?
Yeah.
That don't make no damn sense. I put it on my property next to one of the trees in my backyard. So it's just there. He's talking about something. Yeah, it's close to the line. It's not close to the line. This man's full of shit. Tell me why. Come this Sunday. I'm with my daughter. I'm sitting here just like, you know, we just enjoying our Sunday. I look out the window. I'm like, where the fuck is the pile? Where's my pile? This motherfucker took my pile and moved it further back in my backyard on my property. What kind of
trespassing? What?
Trespassing. What is this?
How old is this neighbor?
He has to be in his 40s or something. He's a grown ass man, bro, acting like a child. What is, like, what are we doing?
What is he?
What is he?
Yeah.
What race is he?
Yeah.
You know damn well what race he is, boy. Don't even play. This is a Caucasian man. Yeah. You know this. Uncle, come on.
I'm giving the benefit of the doubt.
You give. Nah.
I don't want to jump to conclusions.
jump, brother. Go ahead and do a flip. Come on now. Yeah. Okay. So my man's came into my backyard and moved my pile.
Now, Arsene, I'm going to ask. I'm sorry to interrupt, but this is a very important question.
Go ahead.
Please tell me you have your camera set up back there.
I don't. And also, where I was going to put my camera, it wouldn't be facing where the pile was anyway. Actually, I have a camera facing the backyard-ish, but it's kind of facing his house, not the like my full backyard. So I think I might need to put a new another one in that location.
And here's why.
Yeah.
One, you're going to put the camera up. Two, you're going to move the wood pile back to where you had it first place. I should
put the wood pile back.
And then
that's good
advice. Going to triple check that, of course, you are in your own property.
You're right. You're right.
And it's not crazy in crazy view of the front street because HOAs and shit.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
You are going to wait for him to move it back again or to file a complaint with the HOA. Both of which you then take as evidence to the HOA and say, do y'all want to throw this out or do I need to go get a lawyer?
Okay, I like that. I like that. Okay. Okay.
Wait, where do you live?
I live in Georgia. Well, city east of Georgia, about 40 minutes. Nothing crazy.
And is Georgia open carry state?
Yes, it is.
Is it open? Okay. I thought it was concealed.
Is it? No. Oh, let me take it. Let me check that before the, you know, people find out. But just know that Georgia got enough gun laws that answers your question. And doesn't have enough gun laws. Yeah, so that should answer your question.
I should start doing on my yard work, just be toting, have a little something on my hip. You know what I'm saying? If he's looking out his window.
I mean,
it is open carry if you have a permit or a weapons carry license.
Okay.
So my first question would be, what percentage do you think this guy carries?
I don't know.
I wouldn't risk it.
That's why that's like shit. I don't have my own anymore. Like, so many videos I see online, I'm like, nah.
But
yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, like, mess with him. Yeah, don't mess with him, but he you know.
I'm not going to do nothing to his, it's not his property.
Yeah.
No, him just breathing is messing with him. This guy's going like,
that is true.
Your voice on your property is getting angry. So I'm just like.
That's even more the reason why I need you to get those cameras for the full 360, brother.
I do need the 360. I should get a 360. I just have the, you know, regular.
No, whatever. I'm not saying get a 360 camera.
I might need a 360.
I might need to cover all. If he just did that, he might as well.
But where are you going to put the full 360 camera? I'm saying you just need to be able to see all angles from your house, of your yard, and your property line. Yeah, you should be able to see every inch of your property line with those cameras. If you're not catching something, you need it, one, for just general insurance. If a tree falls or whatever, all of that's helpful. But also for safety and security, bro. Like, I'm not even just for the alarm part. I mean, but you got like you got a daughter in there, bro, and that's my niece. We gotta take care of her.
We gotta lock in on that. Okay. Well, priority number one, get them cameras up, get old boy up out of here. But that was just some nut shit that I had to share with the folks at home. That I'm like,
that's crazy.
What are we doing, bro? I'm not I can't talk to this man no more. And then I met him in like, he seemed like a nice guy, you know. That's but you know what they say.
And the other part I forgot to mention, Arsene, the other thing you're going to do after you move your wood pile back and your camera set up is you're going to read every HOA bylaw and law you've got, and any violation he has, you take your picture proof, your video proof, and you go report him to the HOA.
I forgot the one problem. It might be a lost battle. Motherfucker was on the HOA like a couple years back, so I know he got to connect. So it's an uphill battle.
It's an L. It's an L.
Yeah.
L for lawyer.
L for lawyer. Oh, you're right. It's an L for lawyer. I feel like he's probably one of those anal people anyway. So, like, I'd probably have to be very hard-pressed to even find something on him, on his property. He probably is a by-the-book type of guy. So that part, I don't think I'm not even going to bother. But that wood pile might get moved back. We'll see about that. But yeah, that's my long-winded thorn.
Oh my God. Yeah, that's some
bullshit. This man all up in my business. My bud, My wife's birthday is next week, so we're gonna turn up. I guess that's a next week thing, but we're taking the whole week of work off.
Oh yeah, I love that so for y'all.
That's a bud right there. That's a bud. So tomorrow and Friday, or as, if y'all listening to this on Friday, just know I'm in R&R mode. Right. Oh, shout out R one time. You know, you feel me? Double R type shit. Okay, that's all I had to say, and that's it for the cool down. Unless y'all got y'all got anything y'all watch, anything y'all try to put us on to?
Well, I mean, I'll say this real quick. When you say first started your rose, and you said in the bud, the way you said it, it said rose in the bud. I'm just like, yo, no one's gonna say anything about this, bro. Like, what's going on?
Rose in the bud.
I'm like, I beg your pardon. You can use it for that. Like, yo, what's like? I thought we're talking about games. We're not talking about like this is a different type of toy. We're talking
this
about
the after
bro.
Dark. You see what time we're recording? This after dark, baby.
Oh my god,
it's a little after dark podcast.
We can't take you nowhere.
I'm sorry. I was telling R like, yo, I'd be green in the chat, but like. In other places, I'm red.
Oh, okay. You want your 50 Shades type shit.
I'm red.
Okay. All right. All right. That's it, y'all.
What am I watching? You said what are we watching?
I forgot about watching. Yeah.
I give you two. What I'm watching, give what I'm two. Reading. Okay. So I'm watching Married at First Sight.
Okay.
I'm back, boys. I'm back on my very first side.
On your bullshit.
Don't shake it. Listen. I'll be out here with the Twitter girlies. Oh man, we having a great time. Okay, that's all I gotta say. And the book I'm reading, oh gosh, why do I not have the exact title for this one? It's Charlemagne the God's his second memoir book. I can't remember the name of it. And the only reason I picked it up is because, one, I had just read Rick Ross's memoir, and it was phenomenal. Everybody should read that. Read them. They're good. They're, like, genuinely good. Shout out Rick Ross, biggest boss. And then I picked up the Charlemagne one because it was suggested. And I also realized, like, I don't know anything about that man or his story or how he came to be. Like, I don't listen to Breakfast Club that often or anything like that, so it's just interesting, you know, just trying to learn more about people's lives.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Ash, you read anything, you watching or anything?
I don't read or not anymore.
We can tell. Damn. Sorry, I had to throw that one out there. I'm sorry.
We can tell.
You gonna let us talk about you like that?
That's for the Rose in the Bud comment, okay? That's what that was for.
Nah, I used to read very heavily science fiction, fantasy, medieval fantasy, but it came to a point where I would read into the wee hours of the morning, and I wouldn't get any sleep, and so I just had to like nip that in the bud, because I have a very active imagination, and when I get to a part, like, I can feel emotions, like, really well, like, especially if it's very well written. And I feel like I'm actually, when I read it, I don't just read the words. Like, I'm actually envisioning myself in the story. I'm building the world in my mind and everything. And so I just cut back on it, because I'm like, I'm too into it, you know what I mean? And I have other priorities, so.
Into it. You got to get back into it. That sounds pretty lit, bro. You got movie, bro. You don't even need to wait for the film adaptation.
Yeah. That's shit. Like, that's when people go like, yo, I can't wait for the anime to come out. I'm like, that shit right here, my boy.
You reading them?
Yeah, that shit right there, my boy.
I feel that. I got you. Everybody go watch Invincible. That's all I got to say to y'all.
Yeah, I
got to
watch. The full season's down now, right?
The full season is done.
Okay, great. Yeah. I can binge that.
Still on episode 3 for the first season.
First season, this shit is heat. I went on a journey to find all the comics. I read that whole shit. It's good.
People spoiled it for me, so that's why I don't even. I didn't watch it in the beginning because I didn't have Prime, so I'm just like, okay, I'm never gonna watch it. But then I forgot that the video back then comes automatically with the Prime membership.
Oh,
because I'm just like, yo, I'm stupid. So as soon as I started watching it, that's when the final episode came out. And I'm just like, why am I seeing Think Mark? I'm just like, I'm Think not watching Mark. This no more. I'm like, nah, I'm good, bro. I'm like, bro.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah.
Hey, it happens. All right, we got to wrap up this cooldown. Every time I host, cooldowns go way too long. These are supposed to be 15 to 20 minutes. Here we are, 40 minutes long. I'm going to be in trouble with the boss, man. So everybody, I hope you have a wonderful weekend. And I hope you all enjoyed our episode from yesterday. See ya.